And things have really got chaotic at the University of KwaZulu-Natal over the course of the day. We know that there were threats in general from a lot of student bodies to shut South African universities down over the payment issue. And there are lots of things they're talking about. They want historical debt to be cancelled. They want students who've not been able to register because they haven't paid their deposits to be registered. They want students with outstanding debt from last year or the year before to be registered as well. There are lots of issues on the table. They mostly have to deal with payment issues. And I suppose that's no surprise given the current climate we're in. Lots of students battling, even if they have managed to get a university pass and get into a tertiary institution, to actually pay the fees that are required to enter that institution. Because some of these deposits, as you can imagine, are quite sizable. So let me find out right now. And Nkosikona Duma, our EWN reporters, have been on the ground at the University of KwaZulu-Natal. He's also been in court today looking at a related case. And we just want to get the latest from him on what is going on at both of these venues. Because we've got a good afternoon. Can we start off at the Howard College campus, where I believe this unrest broke out earlier today?
Yes. So the Howard College campus at UKZN, which is in Durban, has been the site of many students who are returning students are complaining that the university to pay historic debt.
We are having a problem with your line. We've got a bit of dropout on this line. It's coming and going. So let's get a better line to you so we can get a sense of exactly what's going on there. I think when independent newspapers warned us early this morning that there was likely to be a shutdown, or there might be an imminent shutdown if students didn't get their way countrywide, that we should have anticipated there were going to be these sorts of problems. I'm also watching SABC at the moment, keeping an eye on what's going on there, and the South African students' organizations are essentially calling down for this national shutdown at universities. But I believe today at UKZN, things really got out of hand. Perhaps this university things have just escalated here a lot quicker than they have at other universities nationally. And independent newspapers telling us police and security guards fired tear gas and rubber bullets at the students, and the students in turn were throwing rocks and broken bricks at the offices, and it looks as though there were a few arrests and some footage apparently was taken as well. We're going to find out if Nkosikona can tell us more about that. In this article, Mbati Majola, the campus spokesperson or chairperson of the EFF Student Command, says they were protesting against students being asked to pay 15% of the historical debt that they owed. And he said the students simply didn't have money to pay this, so they couldn't actually register for their degrees, whether they were undergrad or postgrad degrees. And Nkosikona is back on the line to us now. And Nkosikona, you were telling us before we were interrupted exactly what you saw unfolding on campus today.
Yes, Joanne. So today was mostly a court day for chaos that actually took place yesterday. So what had actually transpired was that students staged protest, and this followed a call that was launched by the South African Union of Students, which basically said that it called for a national shutdown after negotiations broke down between the union and higher education minister Blaise Demande. So when I was at the University of KwaZulu-Natal, I saw chaos taking place with the university having deployed security, external security, and it had brought in police with students in balaclavas, and some of the students were actually throwing stones at the security guards that's where they. Their main issue when we spoke to student leadership, they were saying that the university is actually asking all students to pay 15% towards their historic debt, and they're saying that this is improper because higher education minister Dr. Blaise Demande had actually said that all NSFAS qualifying students are not supposed to pay, are not necessitated to pay any upfront fees for registration. UKZN students are saying that they've been blocked from registering, and they want the university to allow them to register, Joanne.
All right. How's the university responded to this, Nkosikona?
Well, the university, when I had a conversation with its spokesperson, Mr. Ashton Bodrick, he said to me that, well, what the student leadership is not understanding is that there are different categories of students. He actually said that they are allowing students to register, NSFAS qualifying students to register, but what they are not allowing is the cancellation of historic debts, and that students need to sign an acknowledgement of debt form before they can be allowed to actually register at the university. They also said that they are still willing to engage with student leadership, and there is absolutely no need for the protests that we've been seeing, Joanne.
Thank you very much for bringing us that latest update. Nkosikona Duma, watching what happened in regard to the unrest at KwaZulu-Natal, UKZN University there. And I think we are, I hope not, right? But of course, this is the feature of the start of a new year. And I think over the last few years and over the next few years, until this issue of historical debt at universities is resolved, that we're going to continue to see this kind of dissension, these disputes on campuses. My hope is that they don't turn violent and that they can be resolved through negotiation between the students and the higher education ministry. But government will simply come out and say, I suspect, as it has in the past, that so many more students are now being provided for in terms of their academic, their tuition fees, as well as their accommodation. And government doesn't at this point have the ability to actually spend any more money on the students to be able to be, for their historical debt, first of all, to be written off, and secondly, for further bursaries and so forth, scholarships to be provided in order for students to study free of charge. So although the situation has improved, it's certainly not completely resolved.